All right. Hey, it is a beta test of our new downtown system for future podcast awesomeness. And I could just talk into this and say testing 1, 2, 3, but that's not nearly as exciting as talking to Danny Cashman, host of The Night Show. Hi, Dan.
Well, hello, Rich. It's been too long.
I know. It's been days. Hey, it was so much fun having you there for our big last show the other day. What a ball.
I had a blast, and I don't know why I was surprised that you called me over to the mic towards the end of the show, but I really had nothing of value to add. I wish I had prepared a little bit better. I was just sort of soaking in the whole moments of being there. That was, I don't know if I ever told you this. I think I did. But that when I was in third grade, I was in that very studio job shadowing Tony Perkins, who I think was doing middays.
Wow.
And he let me talk on the radio, and I told a story about a frog that I had encountered in a little kiddie pool in my backyard and kept him as a pet. And it initiated a love for radio that I already assumed I had, but being there sort of cemented it. So it was very, I don't know, it was very surreal being there for the last day, but I couldn't be more thrilled that you invited me to be there.
I wish you'd told that story, the frog story. That would have been great.
I could retell the frog story. I don't know that I've made it any better than I had it when I was in third grade.
Well, yeah, you're like me. I peaked at 8 or 9. So, yeah, it makes sense. So you've got a special show coming up on The Night Show this weekend. And what a great opportunity to see a Maine legend. Well, a couple of Maine legends, as a matter of fact, on this weekend's special edition of The Night Show.
Yeah, like you, like everybody who appreciates good people and good talent, we were very saddened by the news of the death of David Mallett last month. And he's somebody that, you know, it's like we dressed a little nicer when he came on the show. Not because he expected it, but because it just, there was an extra level of significance. And I remember clear as day the first time he came on with us, which was February 5th, 2011. Brian Cattell, who was the band leader at the time for Jump City Jazz, said, I'm friends with David Mallett. Do you want me to see if he'll come on the show? And I was like, wait, what? And he said, yeah, he and I are friends. And I said, absolutely. And he called me back half hour later and said, yeah, he'll be there. So that was going to be our 15th episode. I just counted that today. And it was sort of like, all right, maybe what we're doing is starting to work a little bit. It just kind of gave us that shot in the arm. And I don't know. It felt different from that point on. Doing the show just felt different. So we're rebroadcasting that entire show. It's a little rough around the edges, Rich. I don't know if you remember those days for our show. There were some gaffes.
So this would have been over at the old Next Generation Theater.
This was at the Next Generation Theater. Our house band was, as I mentioned, Jump City Jazz Band, and they were a 4-piece back then. Now we have a 7-piece band. Brian Cattell is no longer in the band. He was at the time, though. And then Brian Meadow on trumpet, Bob Roman on bass, and Mike Borgia on drums was the band. So that was there. Joe Kennedy was there as the announcer. And yeah, it was... boy, it was. And back then, I recorded a little intro for this that's current, because it was striking to me that Joe announced a different musical guest to be on the show that night, not David Mallett. And so if anyone's tuning in to see David Mallett, I thought, oh, no, if they see that, they're going to think this is the wrong show. So, and I also remember what happened. It was my fault, but we didn't recut it back then. We just ran with it.
Let it go.
Because apparently we thought that's what you were supposed to do. So that was left in, and it was a different show back then. It's fun to look back, but I'm glad we've advanced to the point we're at today.
Well, it's going to be great to see David. And you know, you were talking about what he did for the show, and I related the story on social media after he passed away. And I'll give a short version of it here that way back in the early, well, it was in 2000, we decided we wanted to do concerts at the old Brewer Middle School Auditorium, and I reached out to Dave. He loved the idea. we brought him in. He took a little extra money than he normally would to make sure we made some money. We bought a bunch of upholstered folding chairs to put in our space over there in Brewer that we have ever since then called the Dave Mallett chairs. And Dave made it all possible. And as a result of that, we did a bunch of concerts there for the next several years. And those chairs today are the chairs that are in the dressing room of the Brewer Performing Arts Center. And it's all because of Dave. And then he was over there just about a year and a half ago to do another show with us over in Brewer. And it was so great to have him back in there in that space. You also have another legend. I mentioned that, Bill Green, on the show. You were, man, it was 2011. You were still getting some high caliber talent even then.
I know it. And that was the other thing. I mean, I having both Bill Green and David Mallett on the same show was pretty special for us. And Bill talked about Bill Green's Maine and local TV in general. And what was kind of nice, and I don't remember if I knew this beforehand or not, but I asked David Mallett where he got his start. And he said it was on WLBZ TV, doing local television is where he got his start. And he said, now local television's back. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. And I had forgotten that. But also, like I said, I don't know if I knew that and I was asking a leading question or if it was genuine curiosity. But it was nice to see that as I was putting the show together to air tomorrow night or Saturday night, depending on when you're listening to this. And it's different in the podcast world. You can't assume people are listening in real time. It's very strange. I'll have to get used to this. But it was just, you know, pulling that all together and the fact that Bill was there and, you know, the whole thing was nice to kind of make it a big show for us. It was really sort of a moment that I think back to, like I said, when things just sort of felt different doing the show after that point.
Well, can't wait to see it and to see you do your Larry King impression.
Yeah, that needed work. it got better over time. I stopped doing it for good reason. The last time I did Larry King on the show was we had Rob Bartlett come on the show, and he did Larry King on Imus for years and years and years. So the idea was that I would start off doing my Larry King, and then he would come out and kind of give me a tutorial on how to do a good Larry King. And we did that bit, and I still love that bit. And Rob was, of course, great. There were a few jokes that I wrote that he got laughing at. He contributed some jokes, and like it was just lovely. And I thought, that's it. That's the last time we're going to do Larry King, because that there's no way that's going to be any better than what we just did. So Larry King has been retired since then from our show, but you get to see the first time we tried it on the show that we broadcast Saturday night.
That's 11:30 WABI TV 5 in Bangor. After basketball and the news, 10:30-ish, Fox 23 Portland, 11 o'clock, NBC 16 in Presque Isle, 1 a.m., WGME, CBS 13 in Portland. The night show, a special rebroadcast from 2011 with the great David Mallett, Bill Green, Danny Cashman, and company. We'll look forward to it. Dan, that was awesome. Thank you for helping us test the system here.
That's actually my side gig, is I help test systems. It's, usually plumbing and it's usually unbeknownst to the, business owners that have the plumbing that need the testing. So I kind of do some spot visits.
I heard that was more clogging than testing.
Well, you know, you can call it what you want and I'll call it what I want. And then we'll just agree to disagree.
Danny Cashman of The Night Show. Thank you, Dan. Look, I don't even need a podcast. I'll just do this every week. I'll just call you. We'll talk, and I'll post it on social media.
I'm going to hold you to it. I look forward to it.
Thanks, Dan.